Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good
morning. Let us open our Bible to the book of Psalms, Psalms 143. Psalms 143, verses 1 to 12. A prayer for guidance and deliverance. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me. And in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed with me, my heart with me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Praise the Lord, the reading of his word. Let us pray. Let us now come to God. Lord, we thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, O Lord God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our life, in the life of your church, Lord God, and in the life of your people. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, O Lord. Thank you, O God, for the healing. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that comes from you, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and for your word, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our good health and your support that comes from you, O Lord. Lord, we magnify your name, O Lord God. We glorify your name and we adore you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Let us now come to God. Let us confess our sins, our wrongdoings, so that he will forgive us. He will cleanse us. He will purify us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we thank you, O Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that shed on the cross. Lord, thank you, O Lord God, that our sins are forgiven, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we'll have eternal life to the full. Lord Jesus, cleanse us from all our wrongdoings, our shortcomings. Lord, forgive us for the wrong decisions that we make, O Lord. Lord, forgive us, O Lord. We come back to you, O Lord God. We come back to you and do your will, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness. Lord, thank you. We worship you, Lord God, and adore you, O Lord. Let us now come to God and ask our request, our personal request and petition. Let us now come to God and ask our needs. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus, we come to you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Answer us, Lord. Help us. Lead us and guide us, O Lord God, with your love and mercy. Hear our cry, Lord God. Hear our plea, O Lord, for mercy. In your faithfulness, O Lord God, answer us, O Lord. Provide our needs, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Let us pray for our family, the wife, husband, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, I pray for protection of my family, Lord. Lord, I cannot watch over them, but I entrust them unto you, O Lord God. Bless my family, O Lord God. Bless the family of the church, Lord. Bless all the family of our in this church, O Lord God. Protect and guide them, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord. We pray also for the husband, Lord God, to be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and to be the spiritual leader in their home, O Lord. Help the husband to lead their children, Lord, and train them up in righteousness, O Lord God, so that they will have fear unto you, Lord. I pray, Lord God, to fill them with your wisdom and discernment, O Lord God, and they will grow more in faith, Lord. Help the husband, O Lord God, and bless them, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray also, Lord God, for the wife, Lord, to be submissive to your word, O Lord God, and to their husband. Bless them, Lord. Bless the wife. Help them, O Lord God, and give them, O Lord God, wisdom to train up their kids in righteousness. And fear you, Lord, and trust you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray also for our children to be obedient to your word and to their parents, Lord God. Help and bless these children of yours, Lord. And in their young age, Lord God, they will learn to fear you. They will learn to trust you, O Lord God, and they will learn to obey your word, O Lord, in Jesus' name, O God. We entrust these children of yours unto you, Father. We pray for our brothers also, Lord God, and sisters. Guide their every step, O Lord God. Use them, Lord God, to accomplish your sovereign will, Lord. Bless my brothers and sisters, O Lord. Protect them, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our job, to the place where we work. Lord, we thank you for our job, Lord God, for our work, O Lord God, that you have provided, Lord. Bless our work, Lord, and the place we work, where we work, O Lord God. Bless our employer also, Lord God, with your wisdom and your strength. Help our employer, Lord God, in their endeavor, Lord. Help them, O Lord God, to prosper in everything they do. Lord, help my brothers and sisters, O Lord God. Give them strength, O Lord God. Lord, help my brothers and sisters, O Lord, in their workplaces. Bless their job and their profession, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord, for my brothers and sisters to be faithful in giving their tithes and offerings and their first fruits, O Lord, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Let us pray for brothers and sisters who's in need. Lord, thank you for this time that we can lift our brothers and sisters who's in need, O Lord. Lord, we pray for your perfect peace, O Lord God, to guard their hearts, Lord, and minds today. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Protect them, Lord, and give them wisdom. Empower them, Lord, to focus and keep their eyes unto you, O Lord Jesus. Provide their needs, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless them, O Lord God. Make a way, O Lord God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love to us, for your blood that shed on the cross to give us life, to save us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness unto us. Lord, it's your desire, O Lord God, that all people be saved and know you as their personal Savior and Lord. Lord Jesus, you're the only way, O Lord God, the only gate by which people are saved, Lord. Lord, we pray pray, O Lord, use us, O Lord, to tell the people about your goodness. Help us, Lord God, guide us and protect us that we may share and tell the people and proclaim your word to our neighbors, to our friends, to our colleagues, O Lord God, who haven't known you yet, Lord. Help us, O Lord God, to evangelize, O Lord. Help us, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, O Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O Lord God. Let us pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for favor from God that we will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documents needed. Lord, we thank you, O Lord God, for these places. O Lord, Lord, we pray, O God, for the protection and guidance of my brothers and sisters to these places, Lord God. Use my brothers and sisters mightily, O Lord, to evangelize. Help them and fill them once again with your Holy Ghost, O Lord. Give them boldness, O God, to share your word, O Lord. Provide their needs also, O God, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, give us favor, whatever logistic need. We trust you, Lord, that you will provide, O God. Whatever office documentation fee first needed, we pray, Lord God, you will provide, O Lord. Lord, we pray for those in authority to know and fear you, O Lord God. Reveal yourself to them through vision and dreams, O Lord God. We commit ourselves to be a good citizens, to obey the rules and regulations in this country, O Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, O Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, for our church to grow and multiply. Help us, Lord, to fulfill the vision of your church, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us to plant more Bible studies so that the lost may know you, O God. We pray for all the ministries of the church, Lord. The evangelism, O God. More Bible studies, Lord. More congregation to be planted and more to be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, O God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Refill us with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, we magnify your name, O Lord. Lord, we pray for our worship today. Speak to us, O God. Let your Holy Spirit speak into our hearts, Lord. Convict us, O Lord, and manifest in our midst, O Lord God. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, O Lord. We bless the songs, O Lord God. Bless the giving. Bless the prayer, Lord. Bless the message. We pray for the recordings to use it mightily, O Lord God, to reach the people and the congregation, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Let us stand and let us pray, sing praises unto the Lord.
we live here on earth. You're the very reason that we are here in this place right now, worshiping you by the songs, by the prayer, by the reading of your word.
Yes.
We thank you, O Lord God, as we come to worship you. Let it be, O Lord God, that you will find us as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. For you have redeemed us, O Lord God. You have given us life. Lord, let it be, O Lord God, that we will continue to worship you, not on this place only, but in the next life to come.
Yes.
We praise you, O Lord. We magnify you. You are our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives, and we do believe. Amen.
Yeah.
Lord, we belong to you alone, because you have redeemed us, you have called us your very own. Glory, glory to you, my Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness into our life. Thank you, Lord, for your support and help and your provision to us and our family, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this tithes and offering and first fruits of my brothers and sisters. Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven, that there is no enough room to receive it, Lord. Lord, bless this tithes and offering. Use it to reach the lost, O Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We will continue to serve the Lord and worship Him by listening to His Word and meditate and abide in His Word. We continue to speak about the fear of God, and we read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. God wants us to fear him, and as we go to fear the Lord, then we will move and walk in his ways, not in the ways of the world. And when we fear the Lord, we will love him, and we will know how to serve him, and to go on, and how to follow him and do the right things. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word, that you send us always on time to teach us the very things that you want us to know. Lord, take full control and not my lips, and put verses and statements to teach and to encourage your people with your word, O God. Lord, let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified and glorified. Take the message and spread it, and let it bring healing and health and wholeness and salvation and the purpose and desire that you desire of sending this word to be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Let your name be magnified and glorified. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. To fear God is very important in the God's service. People need to fear the Lord, because people who fear God are honest, are godly, are faithful, they listen to instruction. And Moses was advised among those that trained, that he had trained, how to choose leaders from them. In book of Exodus chapter 18, what was the advice of that was given to Moses? And we will read verse 21, how he will choose workers and judges to impart the work of God and the ministry. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Here, the able men, that the first criteria that he put, and the most important criteria, is those who fear God. You know, church workers and leaders, listen to this, should not be appointed based on their skills or talents or even spiritual gifts, but should be given an appointed ministry if they are fearing God. Because those who fear God, they are not worldly. They are not after worldly things, they are not after material things, and they are not after money. And when the leaders are far away from such things, you'll find the church will be cleansed from immoralities, compromises, injustice, the worldliness. The church will be free when the leaders and the workers are fearing God. It's very important to appoint such kind of people in the ministry. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses said something about what the appointed kings need to do. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 17, what are the things that the king who is appointed king, what he will do? Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 18. Today we learn a lot of things, beautiful. And it shall be, verse 18, and it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. You know, you see, when he sits on the throne to be a king, the first assignment he will do, he should write his own Bible copy. At that time, the Bible, at the time of Moses, were the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The king, he should sit down and write down, the book. He will copy his own copy. He will write down. You know, nowadays, the Bible is available, you know, and it's even software available, and the people, they don't read. How much more if you will require them to write their own copy? But here, you know, people have strength and money and effort, but they don't read the Bible. They are busy with other things. But the point here, why the king will spend time and effort to write his own copy, you know, he will cherish it. You know why? In verse 19, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. That he will become with him, so he will stay with him, and he will read all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord. Perhaps he may fear God, to keep all the words of his law and these statutes to do them. Because he will see it as a king, and when he starts to fear God, he will start to obey and apply and implement the word of God. That is the purpose of that the king should write the Bible. And I believe that possibly also that Jesus being a king, I believe that he also wrote his own copy of Bible. That is the commandment. And you know, let us read the Bible. Let us read the Bible daily. 4 chapters per day, continuous, every day, no interruption, no jumping from place to place, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and when you finish, you go back again and meditate and obey and implement what you are learning from the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah! We will continue speaking about the fear of God. We will read 2 Samuel chapter 23. Those who fear God, the church, ministry and service need people who fear God, because we are battling against the devil and opposition, and we need to be bold to deal with sin and evil doers. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 1. Sorry, chapter 23, verse 3. This David, what he's saying, David, the God of Israel said, the rock of Israel speak to me, he that rules over men, I mean the one who rule, leader, worker, he that rules over men must be just ruling in the fear of God. He must rule in the fear of the Lord. Verse 2, and he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of there by clear shining after rain. That those who fear God, the light of God, the light of presence of God will be shined through them in a very clear way. And you know, those who fear God, they have boldness and they are strong to deal with those who are evildoers. Those who are evildoers, they will be able to deal with them. That's why we need to fear God. So we'll be strong, we'll not be afraid from evildoers. And verse 6, he says, but the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that touches them must be fenced with iron and a staff of spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. You see, that is, we need to fear God so we can deal with such kind of evil doer people, sons of Belial. And you know, one thing very interesting, that the ministry of Jesus, the government of Jesus Christ, as described by John the Baptist, is also dealing with those evildoers. Let's read Matthew chapter 3, what John the Baptist, he spoke about Jesus, and now, verse 10, and now, also the axe is laid upon the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wow, again, judgment. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He will burn up the chaff. You know the chaff, they are evildoers. According to the Bible, the chaff are the ungodly. In the book of Psalm, chapter 1, and verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away, you know. The chaff are the ungodly in the Bible, and Jesus will come and burn the ungodly. That is what he says here. That is when we fear God, God will give us the boldness and the courage to continue to deal with the evildoers. Hallelujah. We should not fear man. We should fear the Lord only. And we need to deal with all the power of darkness, you know, in the book 2 Kings chapter 37, chapter 17, 2 Kings and chapter 17, and let's read verse 39. Continue to study the scripture so that we will continue to fear God, to be enabled to stand fast against all the opposition of the devil, and trusting God that He will enable us to deal with all the evil doers. In 2 Kings chapter 37 and verse 30, chapter 17, verse 39, but the Lord your God you shall fear. Hallelujah. We need to fear God. And he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Hallelujah. Yes, very clear. He will deliver us from all our enemies, but we need to fear Him. No one can help you, but God can help you. Hallelujah. And let's go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. King Jehoshaphat, when he led the revival, he sent the Levites to judge, to be judges, and he instructed them to go and judge in the fear of the Lord. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, and I will read verse 4 onward. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again, 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 4, through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord of their fathers. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city, and said to the judges, take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord who is with you in judgment. When we judge, when we lead, we judge for God, not for men. Hallelujah. And we should be cautious when we fear the Lord. That's the importance of fearing God, that you will not be enticed by friends, relatives, family ties, or bribes, or gifts. No, no, no. Let's continue. Wherefore now, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of person, nor taking of gifts. There is no, because of that, because of this, or friends, or relatives, no, there is no things about that. Verse 8, moreover, in Jerusalem, the Jehoshaphat said of the Levites, and of the priests, and of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of the Lord, and for controversy when they return to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart. We will, when we have the fear of God, we will have a perfect heart to judge the cases according to the will of God. And what cause soever come to you of your brethren that dwell in the cities between the blood and the blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgment, ye shall even warn them. We need to warn the people. We need to warn the people that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren this day, and ye shall not trespass. The point here, why we should warn the people? So that they will know that the sin they need to stop. And let me tell you something also. Why we need to warn them? Listen to this. If you will not warn the people with their sin, the wrath of God will come on them and will come also on you. Yes. That is why we need to fear God. We need to warn them, and we tell them, if you will not stop this, this is the wrath of God and will come. So we need to say it to them, I say it, so that I will free from their blood. Amen? That is what we need to do. So very important now is the fear of God in our lives. God wants us to fear Him. Hallelujah. You know, church leaderships, working and serving the Lord should be conducted with the fear of God. And when we fear the Lord and serve Him with the fear of God, we can see that God is having a full control of what is going on, and He having the full control through our lives, we who fear the Lord. That's why people who fear God, they can see that God is in full control, and God is managing and directing the church through their lives. Amen. You know, ministries, position are not for a privilege, are not for other agendas, it's not for getting benefit or a source of living. No, 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 no. It is not like that. It is not like that. It is done for the service, and we should not take the advantage or the privileges of that we are not after these things. Those who fear God, listen to this, they will live in order to serve God. They will not serve God for privileges or taking advantage or making a source of living from it. No, no, no. Nehemiah, when he was leading, he did not take the privilege of the governors as those who were before him. That's in Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15. When we fear God, we will not think about these worldly things, material things. We will not be covetous, greedy, or love of money in our lives, or love of power. Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 14, Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 230th year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. Because the people are poor, they did not take from them these charges. But the former governor that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servant bare rule over the people, but so did not I because of the fear of God. He was fearing God, and he was not taking this privilege for his benefit. Nehemiah chapter 7. Nehemiah continued to rule, and when the time for him that he need to go to renew his commission, he need to go back, he need to leave people to be in charge of their ministry and in also Jerusalem. And in Luke chapter 7 and verse 1 and 2, Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 1 and 2, now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves. Sorry, it's chapter 9, chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 1. Now it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. Hallelujah. Here he chose Hananiah because they fear God about other people. And that's what we need to do. If we cannot do certain things, you know, and we have to put somebody, we need to choose people who fear God. And not only this, if there are other people, you know, we will choose who is the most fearing God. Because those who fear God, as I said, they are godly, they are honest, the Holy Spirit with them, because He's the one who gives them the ministry. They will listen to the instruction, they will not do wrong, they will not allow worldliness, they will not allow bad things to happen in the midst. The church will not be worldly things or immoralities or injustice or compromises. That's why those who fear the Lord, you know, those who fear the Lord, they are worthy of the double honor. And we should appoint such people. We should appoint such people in our absence, so that wrong things will not happen in the church. They will not allow wrong things to take place. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 15 verse 4, but He honored those who fear God. Those who fear God, they require honor. And Nehemiah honors such kind of people. It's in Psalm 15, verse 4, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt, but he honored them that fear the Lord. Amen? you know, we need to fear, we need to honor those who fear God. He that sweareth to his own heart and changes not. Part of verse 15, we take the statement, but he honors those who fear God. And we need to honor those who fear God. Amen. We need to honor them, give them ministry, and put in charge those who fear God, because they will keep things correct. They will not do bad things. They will listen to instruction. They will follow the will of God. They will abide with the will of the Lord, and they will fear and they will obey the commands of God. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Read the message. I will send you the message. You read it. You read the message. Get edified more and more. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 13. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. You know, those who fear God, they fear the word of God. They will not despise the word of God. And they will be rewarded by the Lord. They will be rewarded by the Lord. You know, King Darius, when Daniel was saved by God from the mouth of the lion, you know, King Darius, he wrote something, he described in it the fear of God. You know, that time is a great miracle, and that miracle that had happened brought the fear of God on those who were there around. And those who pass through, who have witnessed the miracles and the wonders of God, the fear of God will be imparted to them. Daniel chapter 6, and verse 26. Daniel 6, verse 26. I make a decree, that's King Darius, that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble. Men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. The fear of God, that you will tremble in his presence. Men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. Amen. How the fear of God will be imparted. The scriptures that we are reading, the discipline, the implementation of the scriptures, all will impart the fear of God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye may do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes. When we teach the word of God and implement, the people will start to fear the Lord, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, in all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. What we do? We continue to teach, expound, explain the word of God. Listen to this. Those who fear God, they will stay, and those who does not fear God, those evildoers, you find them leaving the church. Amen? And that is the method that God wants us to implement, so that those who fear God will stay, and those who does not fear God, they will go away. Yeah? That is our job, to teach the word of God, expound it, implement it, train the people on it, so that those who fear God, they will stay. Those who does not fear, they will go away. Samuel, and when he commissioned the people, he told them to fear the Lord. First Samuel chapter 12. First Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24. He told them, sorry, verse 14. First Samuel chapter 12, verse 14. If ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. You know, but I understand that if you will fear, those who fear God, they will show that they love him, they will be able to serve him, they will be able to obey him. Yeah, they will not rebel against him and they will continue to follow the Lord. That is the value of fearing God. Those who fear God, they will listen, they will hearken to his voice, they will obey his voice and obey his commands. One more ways to implement the fear of God, you know, by collecting the tithes and offering and the first fruits. Let's read Book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14. And verse 22 and verse 23. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 22 and 23. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth year by year, and thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds, and of all thy flock, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. You know, what is the command? That to the place that God appoints, there they will bring their tithes and offering and their first fruit. And you know why they will go, when they will go to that appointed place, you know what they will do there? They will read and they study the word of God. And that's why the tithes and the offering and the first fruit will be used to maintain the place and to maintain the ministry that spread the word of God. And that is how the fear of God will be imparted, you know. The tithe and the offering and the first fruit, listen to this, it will not be spent on parties, no. It will not be spent on music programs, no. It will be spent on the spreading the word of God so that the fear of the Lord will be imparted. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 31. When the Lord commanded them, Deuteronomy chapter 31, when they'll go to the promised land, what he asked them to do, they will be gathered and they will be reading the word of God. They will be studying the word of God. When all Israel, verse 11, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 11, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read the law, this law, before all Israel and their hearing. The tithes and offering would not be used for trips and journeys to enjoy. People should fear God. Money spent on teaching the word of God to maintain the place in the ministry. When all Israel come appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and the stranger that's within thy gate, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. The purpose of gathering the people is not to enjoy, it's in order to read. They will hear the word of God, they will listen, they will fear the Lord. And that's the purpose of collecting tithe and offering and the first fruits. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter. Are we learning good things today? Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And let's read verse 5 and 6. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. What else? How the fear of God will be imparted? The fear of God here will be imparted also by discipline, by chastisement. He says, thou shall also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth you. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. The purpose of God's discipline and chastisement is the people will walk and obey and they will fear God. That's why God commands us to discipline our children. Because that is the way how they will fear God. Amen. If we don't discipline our children, there is no fear of God imparted to them. And you know, when God chastise so that people will be afraid of God, because they will be afraid from the judgment of God. And listen to this, when people does not obey, the judgment of God will come. And we can read now the judgment of God, what he will do. We read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 8, 28 and verse 58 onward, we will read what God will do to judge and to discipline his people. If thou, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58 is the Lord say, if thou will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continence, and sore sicknesses, and of long and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed, and ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoices over you to do you good, and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you, and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and a falling of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, with God is ever even, and at even thou shalt say, with God it were morning, for the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see, And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. That is the judgment of God when the people does not fear God. God wants you to fear Him. In the book of Revelation, no fear of God, the judgment will come. The judgment of the Lord will come on the people. In book of Revelation, chapter 14 and verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountain of waters. He will bring judgment on those who does not fear Him. We need to fear the Lord. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, he book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, he described the fear of the Lord. In verse 13, he make a conclusion. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, the conclusion of all what we spoke. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. What is our duty? To fear God. And how we express the fearing of God? By keeping all His commandments. And now what Moses imparted to the Israelite from his word in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12, and say, and now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Are you ready? Let's stand. I stand in His presence. Lord, we thank You for Your word. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank You for Your word that shows us the importance of the fear of Yours in the life of Your church and Your people. Thank You, God, for the word You give us. Let us repent of our sins, let us renounce them. Lack of fear of God, bad stewardship, not giving what is due to God, compromises. Let's repent and renounce all our sins. Lord, confess your sin and ask God forgiveness. Lord, I pray for the fear of yours to be imparted to all the workers, church members, to our children. We commit ourselves to implement your word, respond to discipline our children. Thus we train. O God, help us to go forward to deal with evildoers, sons of Belial, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit to go on and save you. Commit ourselves to implement this scripture that we read today in our lives, in our families, in the church ministry. Lord, help my sisters, my brothers who repented, come back to you, Lord, empower them, that they will go forward and serve you and do the work of yours faithfully. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let's commit our lives into His hand. God is calling you to save him with the fear of God. Fear God and obey His commands. It's all the duty of man. Yes, O God, into your hands we commit again. Commit our safety once again, Lord. And fill us with the Holy Spirit. And commission us to go forward, to teach and implement the word of yours, to go, to make disciples, to evangelize, to plant a new Bible studies, a new congregation for the church, to train workers, O God. Go before us, protect us, provide for us. O God, take the message and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I believe my shame.